This edition of the Sessions at Midori House was first broadcast on the 12th of December 2015 on Monocle 24.
I'll take a little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're
ready. Let's do it, man.
You're listening to the Sessions at Midori House with me, Holly Fisher. You might not have heard Royce Wood Jr.'s name yet, but you've probably heard something he's had his producing mitts on over the past few years. He helped produce Jamie Ween's debut album, Mirror Writing, and has worked on records by the likes of Dinay Moore and Quabs. Now Royce Wood Jr. has switched sides of the studio glass to release his own material. This year he's put out several EPs as well as his debut record, The Ashintang, which sees him showing off his skills as a musician and songwriter. Today, Royce Wood Jr. plays tracks from that album and chats to us about swapping the studio for the stage.
This song is called Midnight.
Midnight, quarter to three, sat here with nothing but things on my sleeper, but they slip by. Dim light, oh, midnight. Midnight, midnight, yeah, midnight. Midnight, back on my feet. Started with nothing, still got that clean sheet. Cause you slip by daylight, oh, midnight. Midnight, midnight, yeah. But they slip by them night, yeah, midnight. Midnight, midnight, yeah, midnight. Started with nothing and still got the same. Coming up just breaking even. Started with nothing and still got the same. This isn't pleasure and this isn't pain. It's just midnight, yeah, midnight. Midnight, oh, midnight. Midnight, back on my feet. Started with nothing, still got that clean sheet. Cause you slip by daylight, yeah, midnight. Midnight, oh, midnight, midnight, the back rhapsody. I tried to know something, but got no tears there to sit right inside. Yeah, midnight, 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 yeah, midnight. Started with nothing and still got the same. Coming up just breaking even. Started with nothing and still got the same. This isn't pleasure and this isn't pain. It's just midnight, oh, midnight. Midnight, yeah, midnight. Midnight, ooh, midnight. Midnight, yeah.
Royce Wood Jr., thank you so much for that great session. Great to have you here in Midori House Studios.
Thank you.
We should probably start with the obvious question. You've been a producer for a lot of people for a while. Why did you decide to start doing your own thing?
I've sort of always done it, but I didn't really realise it was an option. I sort of wasn't entirely sure how to go about it. In fact, the only reason why I managed to do it is because I got a manager who approached me. So I didn't really know what I was doing, really. I was kind of involved in other people's projects and stuff, but I was doing it all the while, all the time.
And so did you find that your creative process changes between when you're working for other people and when you're doing stuff for yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of egos flying around in the production room, and learning to collaborate, learning to sort of squash your own ego and let some other people's ideas through the door occasionally is like a skill. It's nice to come back and do your own thing as well, because then you can just make all of the decisions and sort of, you know, really like make all the decisions basically.
So the new album is just a big platform for your ego.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think probably most, that's what all music is really, isn't it? Unless you're in a collaborative process constantly. If you're a solo artist, then presumably, yeah, you're just flexing your ego constantly, aren't you? I suppose.
So this is Furthermore.
Calamity will make you dry. Extremity will make you fly. Praying for a good draw. It's the same pink sky as turning so. Like daddy, I'll get more incense you are, more incense that you get. Furthermore, I am my dad again. More like mama, you get more. I turn into my dad, babe. Losing by for a bit, got incensed by my desire, babe. More like daddy, I'll get. More incensed you are, more incensed that you get. Furthermore, I am my dad again. More like mama you get, the more I turn to my dad, babe. He was about for a bit, but got incensed by my desire, where. Heritage will make you try. Middle age will make you skydive. Praying for a good draw. It's the same way as the dinosaur. More like daddy, I get. More incensed you are. More incensed that you get. Furthermore, I am my dad again. More like mama, you get. More I turn into my dad, babe. He was about for a bit. Got incensed by my desire, babe. More like daddy, I get. More incensed you are, more incensed that you get. Furthermore, I am my dad again. More like mama you get, more I turn into my dad, babe. Using Bob for a bit, got incensed by my desire, where. And the furthermore, the more incensed. Furthermore, the more incensed you are. Furthermore, the more incensed you are. Yeah, the furthermore, furthermore, more.
So tell us a little bit about the making of the album.
Yeah, it was a long, bitty process. I did it in probably about 10, 15 different studios over 3 or 4 year period, all over the place, all different qualities of studios, bedrooms, you know.
Because you're searching for the perfect sound.
Or? No, that's just to do with profound brokenness. Yeah, and just trying to find, scrabbling away, trying to find a moment to get into the studio sort of thing, really. So yeah, it was cobbled together over a long time.
And how does it feel to kind of be thrust into the limelight after you've been the person in the background?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you could describe what I'm in as limelight, to be honest. I'm low-key. It's fun to do. It's fun to do. Like, I didn't think I was going to enjoy playing live, but I actually kind of enjoy it, actually.
And how does your music translate onto the stage?
it's a tough one. I can't represent my album because it sounds quite different throughout. So, you know, if you're playing, we do it all live, there's no track or anything. So it's just low slung, groovy versions, basically.
A little bit like what we got today.
Yeah, but we have drums and bass usually as well. Like, we've never done it that way before, so it's a bit of an experiment.
And I suppose this album, you've released a few EPs as well, and they maybe sound a little bit more production-heavy than the songs on your album.
Yeah.
Did you want to bring it back to the songwriting? I guess this is your chance to show yourself as a musician rather than a producer.
Yeah, I think that's where the goalposts are, isn't it? You can do EPs, but like the big statement is the album, and that has to be the one that, like, you know, you reserve all your cream for. So, you know, I'm a songwriter first and foremost. And also the EP format lets you just do, like, dip your toe into a thing. You know, you can do four tracks in sort of the same thing and then move on to a new thing. So, but the album, yeah, that's got to be the statement, the big body of work that represents where you're at so far.
And what statement are you making?
that I'm confused and I don't know what the crack is. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the human condition's a weird one, isn't it? Like, it's a very confusing thing to be a person in 2015, walking about, being on the internet. You know, how do you quantify that? It's bonkers. So yeah, it's just an attempt at kind of, you know, writing about little snapshots of life and, you know, my idea of what it's like being alive. This song is called Love's a Lonely Town.
Listening to the sessions at Midori House, today's guest was Royce Wood Jr. His album, The Ash and Tang, is out now on 37 Adventures. For more information, head to roycewoodjr.com. Join us again at the same time next week for music from Australian singer Eves the Behaviour. This show was mixed by Alex Funnell, and I'm Holly Fisher. Thanks very much for tuning in. Oh,